The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint and 1450 AM Bonners Ferry. This is Chamber Chat. I am Mickey Quinn, the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Today we are featuring the Festival at Sandpoint and their Executive Director, Allie Baranski. We will also be joined by guests from Washington Federal Bank, more affectionately known as WaFed Bank. Brad Good is their Chief Marketing Communications Officer, will be joining us, along with Danielle Resso and Alicia Kowalski from our local branch. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Today, Friday, April 18th, is the final day of Live Give 7B. This has been a four-day fundraising event supporting over 60 local nonprofits. If you haven't made a donation yet, there's still time. Visit 7bgives.org and join us later today at Matchwood Brewing in Sandpoint from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. for a party to celebrate. Or if you're in the Priest River area, there's a party at Timbertown Brewing from 6 to 8 p.m. Also happening today, started 10 minutes ago, at the Music Conservatory, their second annual Music Marathon. Students started playing at noon today at the Music Conservatory's location at 110 Main Street, and they will continue to play until they can't play anymore. This is a fundraiser for the students. Drop by and listen to some beautiful music and donate some dollars to help these young artists pursue their talent. Sandpoint Lions annual Easter egg hunt takes place tomorrow, Saturday, at Lakeview Park, which is at 609 South Ella Street, at 9 a.m. sharp. This event is over so quickly, you do not want to arrive late. I took my kids to this event for years. Even if you don't have kids or grandkids, it is such a fun spectacle to watch. So that's tomorrow at Lakeview Park at 9 a.m. Wednesday, April 23rd, the Pondere Peddlers are having a kickoff social event for their road cycling meetups. They will meet on Wednesday at 4:30 at Matchwood Brewing. This is your chance to meet and mingle with other local road cyclists. Learn about the 2025 road schedule and learn about out-of-town cycling adventures. That's Wednesday, 4:30 at Matchwood. Friday, April 25th at 5:30 p.m., the Sandpoint High School Grad Night fundraiser event takes place at the Hartwood Center, located at 615 Oak Street. This evening includes fine dining and drinks, dessert raffles, door prizes, live music, silent and live auction. The proceeds go to support a Grad Night celebration for our 2025 graduating class. Also happening on Friday, April 25th, Barrel 33 is hosting a fundraising event for the Sandpoint Community Cancer Services. Friday, April 25th, from 5:30 to 8:30, 10% of all the proceeds will be donated to the Community Cancer Services. On Saturday, April 26th, the Pondere Winery will be hosting their annual Blend Your Own Bistro event. You can taste from the barrels and have the fun experience of creating your own wine blend. Call the tasting room for details at 208-265-8545. The Funky Junk Antique Show is happening next weekend also, Saturday and Sunday, April 26th and 27th. This is an antique show and crafts market at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $10, and kids 12 and under get in for free. The Sandpoint Chamber's Leadership Sandpoint class is throwing a party on Saturday, May 3rd. Or Tres de Mayo. The fun takes place Saturday, May 3rd at Matchwood Brewing from 5:30 to 7:30. There will be music, food, drinks, raffles, games, and prizes. This leadership class has selected the Teen Center as their nonprofit local for which they are raising donations. Plan on joining in the fun on Saturday, May 3rd at 5:30 at Matchwood for Leadership Sandpoint Classes Party. It's Cinco de Mayo style, but it's happening on Tres. We're going to be taking a break, and right after that, we'll be welcoming our first guest from the festival at Sandpoint, Allie Baranski. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
I've been coaching you for...
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn, so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn with the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and this is North Idaho Radio, the Chamber Chat Hour. I'm very pleased to have with me today Allie Baranski, the Executive Director of the Festival at Sandpoint. Welcome, Allie.
Thanks for having me, Mickey.
Oh, so glad. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. So what's happening for the festival 2025?
Well, we have all of our headliner concerts booked and announced, so that's always a fun time of year to have them all. All dates are filled, everything's been announced, so now we are just, you know, asking people to buy their tickets, make sure they don't miss out. It always breaks my heart when people wait and something sells out and there's no tickets left. So I always say buy early, especially if you're interested in a certain act. But yeah, we have all of our entire lineup is booked, and I'll kind of run through what each one is and what that music kind of sounds like.
That sounds great. I've have several friends who are very excited about this season. So
nice.
Let's talk about
great.
It.
So opening night, we have Neon Trees on Thursday, July 24th. They are kind of like a pop alt-rock band. Their most popular song is titled Everybody Talks. I will say it is hard now in this day and age to describe music anymore, because I do feel like there's so many multi-genres now. It's hard to just categorize them in one way, so I'll do my best. The next night is Sierra Farrell with the Broody Brothers on Friday, July 25th. I would say this is probably the show with the most buzz. She just won 4 Grammys. She is on her way up, and so we are really, really grateful that we were able to book her, because I don't know if a year or two from now we would be able to afford her, to be honest. So we're really excited for that one. She's very Americana, kind of almost like bluegrass singer-songwriter. It sounds very, I mean, like very old country music and very folky. So very cool sound. I think that entire evening is going to be fun. The Broody Brothers, we just announced as the opener. Also very wholesome. They're out of Seattle, and they're also kind of having a moment right now and gaining a lot of popularity. So that one's very exciting. Her biggest song right now is titled American Dreaming. Third night, I called our a three-pack because it's not just one headliner. There's a lot of names coming. So Saturday, July 26th, we have Toad the Wet Sprocket with Semisonic and Sixpence None the Richer. That is a mouthful.
It is.
And it's kind of hard to get all on one piece of marketing. But a lot of, I think, nostalgia, 90s alt-rock. Toad's popular song is All I Want. Semisonic's popular song you might recognize if you ever close out a bar, because most bars play Closing Time. And then Sixpence None the Richer has the song Kiss Me. So that'll be a very packed evening, Saturday, July 26th. And then Sunday, we have Third Eye Blind on the 27th of July. This one, I think a lot of people, a lot of millennials have been very excited about. Alt-rock, punk, post-grunge, and their most popular song is titled Semi-Charmed Life. So then second week, we have our country show Thursday, July 31st, Brothers Osborne. They're a country duo. Their most popular song is titled Stay a Little Longer. They are extremely talented. They also just won a Grammy. I highly recommend checking them out if you're not familiar. They are our number one selling show right now. So if you are interested in our country show, I highly recommend getting tickets. And I also recommend their Tiny Desk. If anyone's familiar, they're just extremely talented, with also really great songs. Then we have Friday, August 1st, Kansas. I feel like they don't need much of an introduction. Very iconic classic rock band. Popular songs are Carry On My Wayward Son and Dust in the Wind. That one we are very excited for. It is selling very well as well, and it is a seated show, meaning that there's not a standing pit in front, but there will be seating all the way up in front of the stage. Then we have Saturday, August 2nd, which is another very large show. It's actually a 4-pack. It's so much music that everything starts an hour earlier. So doors are open a whole hour earlier at 5. Music starts an hour earlier. So that one, you are getting a lot of music out of that show. And that is Dispatch with John Butler and band. Also joined by G Love and Special Sauce and Donovan Frankenreiter. And that is all on Saturday, August 2nd.
Wow.
Once again, a mouthful. very alternative rock band, and the Dispatch's most popular song is The General. We're also grateful because a lot of those bands have been here before. So I think there's some, you know, locals who will be excited to see them again. Not Dispatch, though. That'll be their first time gracing our stage. And then finally, for our grand finale, our symphonic night, we are doing The Sounds of Summer is the programming title, on Sunday, August 3rd. It is not a movie in concert this year. That's one of the biggest questions that we have. We're trying to make sure we're changing it year in and year out just to make sure we're really tailoring it to different demographics. This year, it's very much kind of Sounds of Summer. It all started because it's the 300th anniversary of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And that's kind of where we started, but we're really focusing on the spring and summer seasons, as well as adding in other pieces as well. That night is a 50-plus person festival at Sandpoint Orchestra. So we work with local musicians, but also a lot of the Spokane Symphony musicians that used to play for our grand finale under the Spokane Symphony come back and play as a part of our orchestra. The Spokane Symphony doesn't come anymore. It's out of their season, and it was getting too hard for them to coordinate when off season. So we felt really grateful to be able to create our own orchestra. For any community members who are ever interested, we always have applications online if you want to audition for that. It's really special to see community members make up that orchestra, as well as we've had a lot of scholarship winners and young adults or even teenagers join that orchestra as well. That is conducted by Morihiko Nakahara, and our concert master is local Jason Moody. So that's a lot. I know a lot of things to cover, but tickets are still available for all shows. One thing that I always know is there are a lot of scams out there where people are selling our tickets for 3, 4, 6 times the price of our tickets. They pay a lot of money to become the first listing on Google. So I always recommend when buying tickets, make sure you're going through festival@sandpoint.com. Everything on there, our tickets are all under $70. So if you're seeing tickets that are hundreds of dollars, you're probably not in the right place. And you can always come to the festival offices as well. We're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5. If you want to just guarantee that you're in the right place, if you come to the office, we sell tickets there as well.
And your office is located on Pine Street?
Yes.
That little annex next to the old Sandpoint High School?
Correct.
Okay.
525 Pine Street. Season passes are unfortunately sold out. However, sponsorships are still available, and it's a really great option for businesses and even families. I don't know if everyone knows about the sponsorship opportunities, but with the donation, sponsorships start at $2,000, and you can either choose an experience option or more advertising heavy option. And with that, it acts as a business write-off as marketing. You do get tickets through our sponsor entry. So a lot of the businesses that sponsor either give those tickets to clients, employees for employee appreciation. We have a sponsor appreciation event. And then also there is a percentage as well that is just considered a donation, and it's also a tax write-off. So it's kind of a win-win-win. And a lot of we're really grateful for all the support from our local businesses, and a lot of them are really complimentary about how cool it is that they get to advertise, support a local nonprofit, and also be able to get something to benefit their clients and or employees.
Absolutely. It's a great program. Glad you have it.
So that's the lineup for this year. Tickets are still available for all shows. We're really excited for this lineup of artists.
So you mentioned something before we got on the air about applications or signups for volunteer opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that?
Yeah, we are really fortunate that a couple years ago we were rewarded a grant for a volunteer management software. And so now it's pretty seamless where if you go online to our website, festival@sandpoint.com, you can just apply to be a volunteer through there. And our applications are completely open now. And you can go through and select different categories that you would like to volunteer for, and then we're able to distribute those to our different department chairs who are able to help fill the slots and all of the positions that we have for volunteers. We utilize about 300 plus volunteers a year. It can fluctuate anywhere between 300 and 600, which is kind of crazy because it just depends on how many times they come back, if they just volunteer one night or if they volunteer every single night. But they're really the backbone of our operations. We would not be able to afford to do what we do if we didn't have such an amazing volunteer-minded community and people who are willing to give their time. Different departments include green team or taking tickets or hospitality, even production help. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. And honestly, that's how I got started in the festival. And I'm biased, but I feel like it's one of the coolest volunteer gigs you could do and have fun and see friends and see music.
That is great. Well, it's time for a station break, but don't change that dial. I still have Allie on for our next segment. You're listening to Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Better Together Animal Alliance is thinking spring, and what better way to do some spring cleaning than have Better Together Animal Alliance pick up your gently used furniture. Schedule your furniture pickup today and just enjoy the season. Spring clothing is also coming in daily at the BTAA Thrift Store located on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, or visit them online at bettertogetheranimalalliance.org.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled on the site, dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at Walmart.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn, and I am pleased to have with me Allie Baranski, the Executive Director of the Festival at Sandpoint. Thanks for hanging on with us for our segment number two, Allie.
Thank you for having me. I feel so lucky to be here.
So, Allie, last year, I know the festival made some changes to the operations of the concerts and the events, and I understand it, there's a few more changes that attendees coming this year should be aware of.
Correct. Yes, the biggest change this year, which we tried to keep it as long as possible, and we are proud, is we no longer can allow outside beverages into the venue. It's something that we knew was coming because of insurance. It's not due to the fact that we just needed to pay more. It's just there were less and less insurance companies who would even look at us, and we got down to one. And the amount that we could get covered wasn't sufficient. So we are really proud that for 42 years, we were able to do something that most other venues have never done, in allowing outside beverages into the venue. But unfortunately, we got to a place where it just was we couldn't get coverage anymore. That was where we needed it to be. And it makes sense when you think of it from a business standpoint. They're like, so you're letting people serve themselves and you're serving them? Like, that seems like a liability nightmare. And so we just kept, every year we would have less and less options. And so, it was a pretty much a 2-year conversation, and, it was not taken lightly. And I always said when I got into this position, I knew that day was coming and I wasn't looking forward to it. But with that, food is still allowed in, outside food. Insurance companies don't care about the food that you bring in. And so outside food is still completely allowed. Water bottles, you can bring in empty water bottles up to 32 ounces. And we have added water refill stations that are like filtered water. So those are some things that people have had questions about, like, what about water? And we're not trying to gouge people on bottled water like most other venues or events, but we really, it's, it really comes down to just insurance. And at the end of the day, we're a nonprofit, and for us to continue to exist, we have to have adequate insurance.
Sure.
So that was not a fun one. Even like my husband's like, oh, this affects me. And I'm like, yeah, it especially affects you. Like, it affects everyone. So that's the biggest change for this year. Unfortunately, it's just the nature of the world that we live in and the insurance and just liability world that we are. So that's the biggest change. Still no hard-sided coolers, no weapons. But yeah, you can bring a empty 32-ounce water bottle to refill. We still have 2 bars. So there is, a lot of people didn't even know there was a second bar last year because they didn't need it. But there is our full service bar as well as our grab and go bar that is more like canned beverages only for like if you just want beer, it'd be faster just to go there. But yeah, so those are the biggest changes coming up for this new year.
Okay. So the festival does so much more than just the concerts.
Yes.
That happen in July and August. So tell us more about some of the activities that the festival puts on for our community.
Yeah, we do so much. And I am always trying to talk about it, and I get they're not as exciting or flashy as the actual series itself. So thank you. We have a lot. We have a whole education manager, Paul Gunter, who does an amazing job of having a ton of different programs. And he's always adding more and more. He actually just played the bass for the high school jazz band in Moscow because they didn't have someone. And I was like, that's a part of your job, Paul. Go to Moscow and play the bass. So like anywhere that we can help and support and supplement music education locally, we do. One of those things coming up is our Youth String Orchestra. It has their spring concert Monday, May 19th at 6 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. All ages are welcome. Admission is free. They perform twice a year, and it is our youth orchestra that is also completely free to participate in, and it's been around since 1998. So it's a really cool program where we pay and offer these classes and have an instructor, and these kids don't have to have a lot of experience and they're able to play in an orchestra because we don't have those programs in our schools. So it's a really cool program. If you are not aware, I highly recommend coming to that show May 19th at 6 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Outside of that, we're also wrapping, I think, our 3rd or 4th year of our pre-K outreach program. Paul Gunter himself goes into now 4 schools, pre-K schools in the region, Little Lamb, Selkirk School, Huckleberry, Montessori, and the Kinnick-Sioux Community Health Kids Club. And he tailors education to these different schools, teaches them rhythms. They get to play all different instruments. I think they've played more instruments than I ever have. And it's actually the biggest gap of music education nationally. And so that was something that we kind of did a needs assessment in the community. And also Paul's just phenomenal at it. He's so great and the kids love him, and everyone at grocery stores, little, you know, 3 to 6-year-olds come up to say hi to Mr. Paul. So that's a really fun activity that we do. Outside of that, I'm not going to go into detail, but we have an instrument library that's completely free. We have master classes throughout the school district, scholarships, internships, and we're continuing to add more and more supplementation and support of music in the community, specifically within the schools. So it's really fun. It's kind of the most rewarding and uplifting part of our jobs that a lot of people don't know about. They always want to know who's coming to the festival. So I always love the opportunity to highlight it. With that, as a nonprofit, you know, our mission is to be a community catalyst for arts, culture, and education. And so we are having our online auction that raises funds so we can continue to put on these programs. Even the festival, I think people think that we make a ton of money because the ticket prices, and we're like, well, it is the artist show, so a lot of that goes to pay the artist. They also take a cut of it, and then to produce that concert series is extremely expensive, way more than I think people would think. So we only exist due to donations and fundraising and our sponsors. So with that, our online auction launches on May 15th at 9 a.m. It is online and it's open for a couple weeks. So it's kind of fun because it's like competitive online shopping. And your phone will notify you if you got outbid. And we have some really cool packages. Jason Mraz was very kind enough to donate us a custom guitar that he signed last year that has like Jason Mraz themes on it. So that is being auctioned off. We do auction off a VIP package for every single show, which includes 6 sponsor tickets, a blanket placement of your choice, and some wine. So we do that for every single show. So I always say, if you're a super fan of one of our shows, like check out our auction. And then we just have a lot of different cool art and things that a lot of amazing community members and businesses have donated. But it is an online auction, so make sure to check it out. And then it all closes on June 2nd at 9 a.m. So get in there. I say bid early, bid often. Sometimes it's just fun to get in there and get involved and see if you can help bid things up too. We appreciate all activity on that front. And like I said, the proceeds are donations to the festival that support our nonprofit mission and our free year-round music education programs.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Competitive shopping.
I know. That's all for a good cause, so you feel good about it, too.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share in our last 3 minutes?
Yeah, together? We have, we hire seasonal employees, and one of our biggest ones is a 3-week gig, and it's our production crew. And so we've been in the process of hiring and interviewing for that, but we still have some spots open. So I wanted to just make sure that people knew that we are seeking production crew for 2020 at 5. We take a lot of high schoolers. It's like a cool, fun 3-week summer gig. Duration's about July 17th through August 7th. It's very fast paced. And you kind of learn and get some really cool experiences that most people, I think, in rural Idaho wouldn't be able to say that they've done and put on their resume. And it's kind of fun to see how much goes into having to build a pop-up venue. I think people forget like every zip tie, every Sharpie, every extension cord, like everything has to be brought to that in a very short period of time. Understanding what it takes to lay down all of that, a very expensive decking that we put down to protect the artificial turf, the fencing, all of it. So anyways, I just wanted to make sure that people knew that we posted online. It's of open applications. And then you'll interview with our operations director, Veronica Knowlton, and production manager, Paul Gunter. So it's a really cool experience, I think, for local teens and adults. There's a lot of people who are just passionate about the industry who like to get involved.
Mm-hmm. So you said something earlier about, is it Sierra? Is that her name that just won some Grammys?
Yes, Sierra Farrell.
So I had a really funny story to share in our last minute together.
Go for it.
Before we go to break, when I was young, it was like back in the early 70s, my father ran the New York State Fair. It was under his jurisdiction.
Oh.
And they booked talent for the free venues and then for the grandstand where you had to pay. Well, one of the acts that they booked for the free venue was an up-and-coming, hadn't won anything, not well-known, Sonny and Cher.
Oh, Cool.
By the time the state fair rolled around, they were performing for free, and everybody knew who they were. And it was packed. I got to sit on the stage.
Whoa, Mickey, that's a really cool story.
It was very cool. So I just think this, our little festival at Sandpoint, you just never know who's going to become a huge star. So you should partake in these little known or kind of known, but maybe you don't know them. Come to the festival.
Yeah, and it's just a great thing for the whole community, and we get to see each other and connect and celebrate.
Well, thank you, Allie, for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back in just a moment. Washington Federal Bank will be joining us. This is Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. See you.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet.
Well, it's official. Spring has finally sprung. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, and what better time to say out with the old and in with the new. With spring deals on stylish furniture for every room in your home. There are new arrivals in living room and dining room pieces, bedroom and home office furniture, and even area rugs. They are coming in weekly to be placed in our 20,000 square foot showroom. And like most of us, you probably have family and friends making plans for a visit this summer. Sandpoint Furniture has everything you need to get those sleeping arrangements figured out ahead of time. Mattress sets, sleeper sofas, or the popular Murphy cabinet that folds out into a queen-size bed in seconds. There when you need it, and out of sight when you don't. And for you bargain shoppers out there, make sure you stop by our Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center. It's packed with closeout deals, overstocks, discontinued items, and kids' rooms. Our delivery service extends in a 100-mile radius around the Sandpoint area, and we've been working hard to be your hometown furniture store for over 78 years. Sandpoint Furniture, still making your house a home.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat. This is Mickey Quinn, and I am very pleased to be joined by representatives from the WaFed Bank. We have Brad Good, who's our Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, as well as Danielle Resso, Branch Manager, and Alicia Kowalski here from our local branch. Well, welcome, all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here, Mickey.
Good to be here.
It's great to have you. So, Brad, I'd like to start with you sharing a little bit about the history of WaFed. And, you know, how did WaFed Bank come to be?
Well, this is a great time for you to be asking the question, Mickey. Thank you. Because next week, WaFed Bank turns 108 years old. So you'll be at the birthday party. So we started in Ballard, which is just a little fishing village in the Seattle area 108 years ago, back in 1917. And wow, we've grown now to become a $28 billion asset bank in 9 states, 210 branches. So we've grown quite a bit. We kind of started out as kind of a traditional savings and loan. We kind of, like the Bailey Building and Loan and It's a Wonderful Life, we kind of feel that we mirrored that for a lot of years in the community we serve, because we're one of the few banks in the country that kept every loan on our books. Most banks, you know, originate to sell. We said, no, we want the relationship in the communities we serve. And by keeping that loan for 30 years, you always have your banker to go back to. And so we decided it's a more conservative way to bank, but we thought long-term, that's a lot better way to build a foundation of a relationship in the communities you serve. And I know we'll talk about it a little bit now, but now we've just recently, at the beginning of this year, pivoted away from mortgages because the mortgage industry has changed drastically in the last few years. And as you know, the housing people just are not, rates are too high. People are not getting mortgages. People are staying where they are. And we decided it was really time for us to really pivot hard towards small business banking. And we're seeing a lot of opportunity there. And I'm happy to discuss that, you know, more, because I know we're doing some good, strong business banking right here in Bonner County as well.
Okay. Wow. That's really interesting. Small business banking, I think that's a great opportunity. I'm sure our businesses here locally would be excited about that. Yeah. So Danielle and Alicia, you're the faces of WaFed here locally.
Yes.
And tell us about, you know, what it means to you to be the face of WaFed here in our community.
Yeah. Well, one of our top priorities for being a small town, hometown bank and everything, we want everybody to basically feel welcomed when they come in. Mm-hmm. And we go the extra mile for our clients. Sometimes business clients can't come in because they're running their business. Right. So our business is running the bank. So we want to make sure that the business banking aspect is taken care of. So
that's a wonderful service, because it's so true. You know, they're trying to keep their doors open, and if they have to close to go to do some business at the bank, that's a detriment to continuing their business.
Yeah.
Awesome.
For me, it's just about relationship and connection, right? Like, you just want these people that need to get this part of their business done, have it be effective and efficient. I don't mind running out to wherever you need me to run out to get whatever signature I need to get. Uh-huh. And even we have a business that just opened up into our branch who are just across the street from us. And I said, if you ever need us to come get deposits or anything like that, if you need deposit envelopes, anything, I'm willing to come to you. So
that's amazing.
It's really about that connection and knowing that these clients are more than just clients. They're our friends, they're family, you know, just being that all around good service.
And Mickey, if I can add to that, I was just meeting with one of our business clients this morning before we came here. And I was asking her, because being from corporate in Seattle, I'm curious as to, you know, what's driving business? What's a good relationship for them when it comes to their bank? And that's what I heard. Yeah, WaFed Bank gives me a relationship. I know my bankers. I have their cell phone numbers. If I need something, I know I can get it done. I see them at Chamber. I see them in the community. And, you know, I think in today's day and age, business owners need that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not to throw anybody under the bus, but you're not going to get that from a big bank. They don't have that availability. But with regional banks like a WaFed and others that do a good job as well in many of these same communities, you know, it's that connection. It's that engagement, so that we're taking the time to understand your business. This is not a transaction. This is an ongoing relationship, so that we feel we're helping you be set up for success. I think there's a big difference there, and I think that's what a business owner really wants. Mm-hmm. You know, that trusted advisor. You know, they know they can go to Danielle, they can go to Alicia, and like, they're there for me. They already know me. They know what I need. They might know certain times a year I've got cash flow issues, and they can help me out with a line of credit. Whatever that is, that bank already understands what I'm going through. There's a lot to be said for that in today's day and age, I believe.
Well, it's a huge differentiator.
Yes.
And you just compare it to other banks, and really, that kind of service stands out.
Yeah.
and should probably be something that all of our businesses should consider and take a look at.
Well, and I hope everybody else in Bonner County takes advantage of the bank, because we're going to announce here by June, so another 2 months, that we will be an SBA preferred lender. So that opens up a whole new opportunity for small businesses to get their express loans that are up to $100,000 that are backed by the government. And regardless of what you think of the government, but anyway, they've got these programs, right? Okay. Right. We'll leave it right there. Yep. But it's our job as a bank to make sure that we are distributing that credit into the communities we serve. And SBA is a great program to do that. And being it backed by the government, I will say it's the underwriting is a little bit easier for businesses that are starting out that maybe don't have 3 years to show you of cash flow or, you know, revenue and whatnot. And so it's a great way to kind of kickstart a new small business. And I know in Bonner County, there's people that are moving here and there are people that are trying to grow and open new businesses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, in just the last minute that we have together, anything that you want to touch on, anything that you want to say to the business community about coming into WaFed Bank?
Well, I want to say there's one thing that puts us apart right now is our Business Express products, which we can loan up to $100,000 with no business documentation. And you'll have to have two years of business, but we are able to do that with no documentation.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with me today on Chamber Chat.
Thanks,
Brad,
Mickey.
And Danielle and Alicia, WaFed Bank. Really appreciate that. And
come see us. Everybody knows where we are, right? Here on Second Avenue?
Avenue next to the hospital.
Okay.
And McDuff's.
Right, yes. Next to McDuff's. Everyone knows where McDuff's is, so we're just next door.
Yes. Awesome. And you just redid your parking lot.
Yes.
Nicely paved.
And
yes.
The building. Yep.
And the building, yes.
Yes. You were at our re-grand opening. Thank you.
Yes.
That was a good time.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And now heading into the last few minutes of Chamber Chat Hour, I have a special segment I'll be sharing. It's what I call Moment with Mickey. This is a moment where I share a tip, an insight, wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the very best you can possibly be. So today's Moment with Mickey is invest in your people. A CEO and a CFO were having a conversation about the upcoming annual budget. And the specific line item of discussion was training dollars. The CFO, being fiscally conservative, said, "But what if we spend all this money on training and our people leave?" To which the CEO replied, "Well, what if we don't spend this money on training and our people stay?" If you want to ensure that your organization has the ability to endure, has lasting power, and can grow, you have to invest in your people. You have to give them training, personal and professional development. That sends the message loud and clear how much you appreciate them and value them, and that you want them to stay with you and learn and grow. It builds loyalty. And when you have loyalty, it's a whole lot harder for them to leave you. That overall is a win-win. So invest in your people. Well, thank you for being with us here today. To learn more about events happening in and around the greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com. And if you're interested in becoming a member of the Chamber, visit sandpointchamber.org, because you belong here.